Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the monthly mentoring session, September 2025. And this is a powerful time. Doug Addison here, DougAddison.com, my website. And this is the monthly mentoring session with our partners. We thank you so much to everyone who partners and prays for us. But it also gets turned into my weekly podcast and Spirit Connection blog, and it goes out to social media as well. So we want to say hi to everybody and bless everyone that's moving in prayer right now. There's a strong, powerful move of the Holy Spirit happening. So Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We ask now that you would open up the heavens, would open up the spirit of prophecy, we'd open up protection. We put on the full armor of God and we stand right now, Father, in Jesus' name. We'll release this word about repayment, restoration, and healing, as well as this is a powerful time being the Jewish New Year starting this month. And so, Lord, we pray that you would continue to shift the spiritual atmosphere even right now over us. You are the creator of all things, God, even time. So it doesn't matter what time someone watches this even later, even if it's a clip later on, it contains the anointing and the power of the Lord that was intended in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you can get a replay, by the way, the Hearing God personal prophetic ministry I did last weekend. Thanks to you, those of you who joined. You can still get that replay, DougAddison.com/prophetic, as well as you want to save the date. We're going to be doing one a month of these, and the next one's October 25th, and it's going to be Understanding Dreams and Visions online workshop. I haven't done one of those in several years. Very, very excited about it. And so September is a very powerful month. It's the start of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. It's also the highest holy day on the Jewish calendar called Yom Kippur, which is next month, but it's all in the next few weeks. And we're no longer under the Jewish law of Moses or anything like that, but God still operates on the Jewish calendar as well as the Gregorian calendar that we're used to. And Rosh Hashanah begins sundown September 22nd and ends September 24th at sundown as well. This is the Jewish New Year, 5786, and the word I have right now for it is repayment, restoration, and healing that the Lord is doing. And Yom Kippur is the highest holy day on the Jewish calendar. It's October 2nd, 2025. So this time right now, the next few weeks, is referred to as the days of awe because God moves with his awesome power. So Father, we pray right now for this. We pray for this Jewish New Year, and you don't have to sell. I don't really do anything. I don't really do any seders or anything like that. If you do, that's great. It's whatever you feel comfortable with. I do communion and I listen to the Lord. I get up and pray every day. This is a time the Lord is speaking and he's breaking things down right now. In Jesus' name. In fact, one of the big things that he's breaking is strongholds. These are things that have held us back for a number of years. The Lord is releasing people from strongholds of the past and bringing repayment and double anointing. Zechariah 9:12. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today, I declare, I will restore to you double. Zechariah 9:12. The Lord is releasing right now. new weapons of authority, repayment, restoration, and healing. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down vain arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. And the Lord is bringing to you right now new spiritual authority, gifts and anointing, the power to overcome things that have overcome us in the past, but we will need to take the thoughts captive. We'll need to take action and do some things, but I'll give you some verses. I'll give you some prayer for what the Lord's doing right now. Restoration of health and finances is taking place as we speak. It's a process. In some cases, some will be instant, others has been a process. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, and it is Zion for whom I care. Jeremiah 30, 17. The Lord is bringing deep level of healing physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, all the areas of our life right now. And emotional healing and double repayment. And again, some people will be faster than others, and some people will be a process. I'm praying for to break out of this process that we've been in. And this word is also for us, is in like connection, as we break out of the past and in to the new. In Isaiah 61:7, instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they will rejoice in their lot, and therefore in their land they shall possess double portion and have everlasting joy. Isaiah 61:7. Write that one down. That's a powerful verse for us right now, because he's given us the double healing, double portion. He's healing shame. He's breaking off this hopelessness, and he's giving us repayment in all kinds of different ways and forms. But we will win the victory.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.